tracks. Why don't we get to the bread and butter of this show? I'll quit my yapping. Let's get some music going. Here's Heavy Metal. Clap your hands, say yeah, on the 11th Floor Sessions. We'll be right back.
Attention singers and songwriters, come on out to the first open mic night at The Grind. Wednesday, October 2nd, The Grind Cafe launches its new regular open mic night with your host, Paige. Get up and play in front of an audience. It'll be a casual vibe, no pressure, just musicians sharing music. Sign-up sheet is available. Ask at the counter at The Grind. Sign up now or even at the event itself. Whether you want to be the next superstar or you just want to share some new songs with an audience, you can have that moment at The Grind Cafe Open Mic Night. Bring your friends to cheer you on. Wednesday, October 2nd, 6 to 9 p.m. at The Grind Cafe in Togo Salmon Hall, just outside of the Student Center.
You are listening to the 11th Floor Sessions here on CFMU 93.3 McMaster Campus Radio. Before we were rudely interrupted by that advertisement, we listened to two tracks. Heavy Metal off of Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, self-titled album. That's a really special album for me, going back to when I was a kid, playing that in the car. Really wonderful memories. Thinking about driving up to the campground, listening to that, cheering along in the backseat. Always loved that voice. And then something newer, 2017 Sugar Tastes Like Salt from the Orioles, an 8.5-minute freak jam, which you know I love. Really interesting note about this band is that they consider themselves a post-disco punk band. Two genres that we do tend to use the term post-punk, post-disco, really flash-in-the-pan movements that kind of, you know, depict a time and place in society pretty well, but hugely influential still. Music would not be the same with, you know, the raw intensity of punk music and that flair, that glamour of disco. And so, you know, in certain cases, like the Orioles, you get a bit of both. That's what we're bringing to you here on the 11th Floor Sessions, a little bit of both. We're going to keep the vibes going with some upbeat stuff before we wind down later in the episode. Get ready for bed with some sleepier tracks. We're not there quite yet. Here's Damaged Bug on the 11th Floor Sessions.
One,
I'm not afraid to
chocolates be jump over your head, remember me. Don't get confused by a dying sky and sea. The Panda Club has an odds on bed list. The music man needs a string quartet on the planet where the alphabet starts in Z. And confidence burns high in your consciousness. Don't get confused by an early morning rain. Cause the Panda Club has an odds on bed list. The music man needs a string quartet on the planet where the alphabet starts with Z. Plays a melody that you can't forget, so remember me. Twist with tomorrow's man and me. Man and Moon plays a melody that you can't forget, so remember me. Twist with tomorrow's man and me. Twist with tomorrow's man and me. Twist with tomorrow's man and me.
Good evening. Sorry. Welcome back to the 11th Floor Sessions. I'm your host, Samuel Farragher. Now, we ran through three tracks there, starting off with Damaged Bug, Gloves for Garbage. If you don't know who that is, it's actually John Dwyer from the OCs, taking on a very different taste of music there. Used to that really fun, proggy, garage, psychedelic. But I believe the album cover, Hubba Bubba is the name of the album, is an allusion. It seems to be referencing the Great Silver Apples. I can't confirm that. I haven't found any sources confirming it. But if that's true, wow, John Dwyer's got good taste. Next up, we had the Sound Carriers with There Only Once off of their album Celeste. That's a great, great band. Very Stereolab-esque, very broadcast-esque. Kind of that Euro flowing pop rock, really good stuff. And then we finished off with Tones on Tail with Twist. That's Daniel Ash of Bauhaus, the great guitarist, bringing that angst and that emo nature with a little bit of an electronic twist. I'm not going to keep you any longer. Let's get back to the music. Here's Fievel is Glock with Bring Me to Silence on the 11th Floor Sessions.
So what's the use of blowing flutes? to mad hyena on a deck. I can say that I know what I mean when I get this feeling I'm being dreamed. The storm I'm brought in takes me back and brings me to silence. Before I'm brought to ash and all my violence brings me to silence that will last. Please bring me to silence before I'm brought to ash and all my violence bring me to silence that will last.
At me, in her eyes I see the sea. I don't see what she sees in a man like me. She says she loves me. Her eyes, yeah, her eyes. Her eyes are a blue million miles.
Have to say a thing. It's your the sun without the sea. The sunlight in your hair. You look so good just sitting there. May I sit and stare at you for a while? I'd like the company of your smile.
Two blue lights. Two.
King LeBron James' reign in Cleveland brings promise, prosperity, and renewal to a city in desperate need of all three. It also brings together two unlikely friends in a bond forged by fandom. Told over 12 years, from LeBron's rookie season to an NBA championship, King James is an intimate exploration of the place sports occupy in our lives and relationships. Rajiv Joseph's clever and fast-paced comedy traces the arcs of two friends whose turbulent relationship is best navigated through their shared love of basketball. Buy tickets on the Theater Aquarius website. That's right, starting on September 25th and running through October 12th, so it's still going at the Theater Aquarius. King James will be playing. That is the PSA that I chose to read out last week, but I cannot get enough of it. I really want to go see this play, so I'm going to keep reading it until I can't anymore. We ran through four tracks before that PSA there. Started off with Fivel is Glauk with Bring Me to Silence. I think for the Goodnight song, this is maybe a little bit of a foreshadow. I think Connie Converse, little spoiler alert there, has a big, big influence on this group. Except, you know, of course, their Europop spin on it. After that, we had the man with the octave and a half voice, Captain Beefheart and his magic band, Her Eyes Are a Blue Million Miles. Really wonderful track. Then Kevin Ayers of Soft Machine, his solo stuff, May I, off of Shooting at the Moon. Another really great voice. Kind of just sounds like he's talking, but with a really, really sweet voice. And then we ended off with one of the most tragic artists, Jason Molina, a.k.a. Songs Ohio, and Two Blue Lights. You know, that's a song that really lets you in onto where his mental space was during his musical career, which eventually, you know, killed him, unfortunately. I'm not going to talk anymore because obviously I'm rambling after that little excerpt. We're going to get to Soul Coffee and hear Sugar-Free Jazz on the 11th Floor Sessions.
Normalize the signal and you're banging on Freon. Paleolithic eon. Put the fake goatee on. And it booms as cool as sugar-free jazz. Placemat won't lap, but help you with the automat. And it's clear and clean as sugar-free jazz.
Schools in my
You're listening to the 11th Floor Sessions here on CFMU 93.3 McMaster Campus Radio. Just three tracks there, Soul Coughing with Sugar Free Jazz, a really wicked track. I've been loving that one a lot lately. Then we had Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions, which, if you're unaware, is just Hope Sandoval and Combe Oshosig from My Bloody Valentine. I believe he's the drummer. Really great stuff. That's probably my favorite Hope Sandoval project, you know, beyond even Mazzy Star. I think that that album, Bavarian Fruit Bread, is really, really beautiful songwriting. And then we finished off with the Swirlies with Sound of Sebring. This is a band that my buddy Adam just put me on. Great, great track. One of my favorites, probably my favorite by them so far. But I'm sure you'll be hearing more of them in the future now that they've been brought to my attention. If you do like what you're hearing, please be sure to check out the CFMU website. We've got each and every episode of each and every show, that's my show and all my colleagues' shows, posted in podcast form, so you can re-listen to them. It'll sound exactly like when you listen to it live. If you want to go a different route, you can find us here at the 11th Floor Sessions on Spotify, where each and every show will be posted in playlist form. That way you can skip all my jargon and get straight to the good stuff, the music, and skip through the tracks that you don't like if, by some chance, some miracle, there's something you're not enjoying. We're going to get into a great contemporary big band jazz group. This is the Budos Band, TIBWF, on the 11th Floor Sessions.
outside doorways looking in. I was in the drop deep metal band we called Requiem. They would say, relax, but I can't be a man this far down on the map. Whoa, oh no. Underneath your yellow awning, under your running nose, I'm with you, kid. Though I'm here, feel the off front and back. Oh, but I can't relax with my knees on the ground, the list tickled my back. Sister Jack breaks the feel no matter. Sister Jack, take cards, drop out your glasses. Sister Jack, alone, go home. Sister Jack, oh no. Don't you slow. Oh, Sister Jack breaks the feel no matter. Sister Jack, take cards, drop out your glasses. Sister Jack, alone, go home. Sister Jack. Just relax, knowing that you're coming back, Sister Jack. Oh.
You're listening to the 11th Floor Sessions here on CFMU 93.3 McMaster Campus Radio. Just three tracks there, starting off with the Budos Band and TIBWF. That's a really wonderful track. That whole album gets me really fired up. If I'm playing some sports, I want to listen to that pregame. Then we had the Olympians with Pluto's Lament, another beautiful contemporary jazz track. Really, really wonderful. And then a favorite of mine, Spoon, with the Sister Jack piano demo. They're one of those bands that, you know, they don't do too much with their music. It's always pretty simple indie rock, but they always kill it because the songwriting is so good. And I think these demos really display just how good it is. You get that raw piano and vocal, you know, that home fuzzy analog sound. It's beautiful. That's my favorite rendition of the track. One of my favorite Spoon tracks to the end. Now, this next track has a bit of an interesting story for me. If you know me personally, you know that I used to work at the Rogers Center. I was a janitor there for 3 years during the summers between school. And so I'd be there before the games when the players were warming up. And during the warm-up, they would get to listen to whatever music they wanted. I found out that it was actually the players putting together this playlist. So they'd allow the cuss words to come out. And you'd get this wide range of country from those southern boys to some great Latin music from the Latin guys. But one day I walked in and immediately I was struck by Rodriguez, Crucify Your Mind, playing over the speakers. And that blew my mind. You know, it's not like Rodriguez is unheard of, but that a baseball player, you know, one of our very own Toronto Blue Jays, was listening to this track to get fired up for an MLB game. That's what I like to hear. That's what I love to see. So now we're going to play it. Here's Rodriguez with Crucify Your Mind on the 11th Floor Sessions.
Huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the curious, that makes you James the weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique. But I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you. But how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
All right, boys. This is it. Over the hill.
Decision. We have just one request.
Listening to the 11th Floor Sessions here on CFMU 93.3 McMaster Campus Radio. Four tracks there. Got to be one of my favorite subsets of tracks we've ever had on this show. We started off with Crucify Your Mind from Rodriguez. If you haven't watched that documentary yet, go and do it now. It will blow your mind. Then we had John Lennon with Bring On the Lucy, Free to People. What a great track, first and foremost. Very topical, in today's world. And that's the beautiful part about John Lennon's calls for peace. They're super broad, super general, super applicable, and super agreeable. Next, we moved on to Days from Television off of their album Adventure. That's one of my favorite Television tracks. Just such a sound song. Nothing wrong with it. It's just perfect. And then, speaking of perfect tracks, David Bowie, I Love You Since I Was Six, The Brian Jonestown Massacre. I had to put this on this show. It's been coming up a lot this week. Talked to my dad about it, and its brilliance. And then a couple days later, my buddy Jack was playing it in our living room. So you know I had to get it on here. One of probably, you know, two tracks by The Brian Jonestown Massacre that I've yet to see anyone say they dislike. That and Anemone, just two, honestly, magnum opuses. Opusi? I don't know what the plural would be. We're going to take a complete 180 here for the next couple of tracks, and then I'll talk to you before we see our goodnight song. Here's some Jamaican classics. The Gladiators, Looks is Deceiving on the 11th Floor Sessions.
Go and read down here in a Babylon. So me I give it to you in a parable. Old time people them used to say, when short more tell you, you can't eat. So when long more tell you, you go feel it, feel it. You talk too much, you will pay for what you don't eat. Go never know the use of it till the butcher cut it off. Go never know the use of it till the butcher cut it off. Watch the tool, the work it can do. Watch the man that behind, yeah. The man laugh first, him no laugh, yet the man laugh last. Get it full. Looks is deceiving, yeah. Don't underrate no man. Looks is deceiving, yeah. Don't underrate no man. Don't watch the tool, the work it can do. Watch the man that behind, yeah. Man laugh first, him no laugh, yet the one laugh last. Get it full. Why red down here in a Babylon? So may I give it to you in a parable.
Inside to see them run and hide when bills flows in like tides, they should be walking proud, express themselves aloud, not hiding from the collecting crowd.
You are listening to the 11th Floor Sessions here on CFMU 93.3 McMaster Campus Radio. Couple of Jamaican classics, The Gladiators with Looks is Deceiving, and then Bob Andy with You Don't Know. Two really stellar tracks that have been covered a myriad of times. Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time, meaning that we only have one more song, that being our goodnight song. I gave it away earlier that we got another Connie Converse track. I believe she's the first recurring goodnight song artist. This is Playboy of the Western World off of her album How Sad, How Lovely. Really great stuff. Really great off-the-wall songwriting before it was even really a thing to make a conscious effort to be off the wall with your songwriting. So truly, truly a great track. I hope you've had a lovely Tuesday night. I hope you've had a lovely last hour and a half. I know I sure have. It's been great. I'll see you next Tuesday. Have a good one. This is the 11th Floor Sessions.
I knew a man once very long ago. They say that he was born in Buffalo, but I don't believe it. Buffalo was never sufficiently gilded and pearled, and this man turned out to be the playboy of the Western world. Oh, he was elegant, past all dreaming. He made seeming seem like the real McCoy. All the sheiks of Araby, all the shahs of Persia, couldn't hold a candle to this boy. When he walked through a room, it looked as handsome as Napoleon's tomb. And the Ford he rode could have been Mercedes-Benz a la mode. When he took me out, I didn't doubt that we were going to the Astor or the Sherry Netherland. Spring seemed to linger in the little bunch of flowers he pressed into my hand. Little bunch of flowers didn't cost a dime. Picked them in the park in their prime. He went around with his heart unfurled, the one and only playboy of the Western world. You could fall in love with everyone you'd meet when you walked with him down the street. Playboys die young, this one did too. All worn out, making dreams come true. And the world was grim again without him, again without him. For he was elegant, past all.
A new episode of the Mr. Pointy Shoes Show airs weekly on McMaster University's campus radio station. Tune in to 93.3 FM, Tuesdays, 11 p.m. No radio? Live stream the audio show from anywhere in the world via cfmu.ca. No worries if you miss the Tuesday show. You can download a podcast of the show later in the week.